Prepare your eyes. Viewmaster with Sam Sinnott on 95BFM.
Bow, bow. Hello.
Hi, I'm back again.
Yes, you are. And in person.
This is crazy.
Post some chaotic evacuations, but we're here to talk about TV.
I bring the noise.
You do.
So today we're talking about Chucky, the new TV series based on the film franchise, continuation of the film franchise.
This is the scary doll, yes?
Scary doll, okay. Ginger doll. If you don't know who Chucky is, let me cast your mind back to the 1980s. Child's Play comes out. So it's a movie about a good guy doll, which is this series of like animatronic dolls that are meant to be your best friend forever, and a murderous guy basically uses an amulet to put himself into this doll to escape the clutches of police, and then
checks out, sounds normal,
winds up in this kid's house, you know, starts murdering people with a knife, but this doll is like, you know,
small.
How tall is this? Like, show my hands so you guys can't see it.
I would say like 30 centimeters.
30 centimeters. Yeah, 30 centimeters tall. That's a good one. That's a good reference.
Nice.
And that has spawned, I think, 7 movies. The most recent movie being Cult of Chucky, which went direct to DVD and streaming. I really enjoyed it. It was fun. It was a fun romp. The soul of Chucky is, his actual name is, I can't remember his actual name. No one calls him an actual name.
It's just Chucky. The doll, yeah.
Basically, he's in this doll. He gets picked up by this kid called Jake Wheeler, basically, in the town of Hackensack. It's a place in America. And basically, it moves pretty quickly, as do like most horror movie shows, yep. Where the kills start piling up. You know, on average, like one per episode. And it has all of the fun of Chucky that I personally love. I've talked many times about how I'm an old school horror fan.
You are an old school horror fan. You also like the kind of funny evil horror ones. Like Chucky, yeah. Chucky feels perfect for you because it's got humor in it, even though it's also scary as.
Well, this doll is foul mouthed. He says, I think he says every word but the C word in the show.
Oh, God.
And he is trying to convince this kid he's friends with, Jake, to kill all his friends and become a murderer like him. And he's just so lovable. Like, I know he's not. Like, I know he's like a terrible, terrible man. And he's trying to manipulate this kid who's in middle school to like murder all his friends, and then also goes and murders people himself.
Sounds like a totally normal TV show.
In one scene, he pretends to be a trick-or-treater on Halloween because he's so small. You could only believe that he's like a little toddler.
Tiny child, yeah.
And he gives a lady an apple with a razor blade in it, and I'm like, yes, that is my Chucky.
Oh,
that is
no.
So sick.
I have to say, this is not my TV show, but we know this already. I'm a big wuss. I can't do it. I'm too chicken. Shaun of the Dead freaked me out.
Oh,
I can't
God,
do
okay.
It. Yeah.
And this is just campy, good time, Chucky fun. If you've followed any of the Chucky movies, especially like Bride of Chucky, and when it gets, you know, really weird and campy, this is in that vein, I think. But it's a good continuation of the series. And Jacob Mancini, I think his name is. Oh my God, if I butcher this, I'm going to be so upset.
Sorry, you can blame it on the fire drill. You had all your notes in front of you.
Someone Mancini, basically, he's written, directed, co-produced, basically been a part of the franchise the whole time.
True, okay. And he's
still involved. Apart from the movie that came out 2 or 3 years ago, which was a thing about the internet and robots, and that was just not, that's not Chucky.
That's not the Chucky you know and love.
Was a poor imitation of what Chucky could be. But basically, one of the things I really love about the show is that the main character, Jake, he is actually a queer, like, 14-year-old, and Chucky says to him in one of the scenes, which is like, this is not a spoiler, it's in the first, you know, few moments, he goes, oh, my son's actually non-binary. And then because
Chucky's an ally,
and he goes, I'm not a monster, I'm not gonna hate gay people, I'm not a monster. And I'm like, you're a murderer, but that's sick, we love you. So yeah, Chucky is camp, Chucky is an ally, Chucky is everything I want in a TV show. I don't think it's that good.
Okay, I was about to get to that. I was like, but is it any good?
I think the young age of most of the main actors lets it down, because it's really hard to have, it's just hard to be believable when you're trying to deliver these lines about a demonic doll that murders people. And also, if you think too much about anything to do with the Chucky franchise, you know that this is a small plastic doll that you could pretty easily dispatch if he was coming after you. And there's too many scenes, I think, within the show. By the way, it comes out tonight on Neon. I got 3 episodes in advance to tell you all about.
Sam. Tell us how scary it is.
Yes, and how much everyone should watch it. And it's been out in America for like over a year, so I've been waiting for this show for so long because I'm not going to legally download anything. I'm going to watch it and it's good.
You're very legal. We love that about
you.
Yeah.
And I think if you like any of the Child's Play films, or you've got like a fun, campy horror watch,
yes,
go watch this.
Okay.
If you don't like Chucky, this isn't a show for you.
Okay.
Noted. It's pretty much the movies on a TV show, and I love that.
That's great. I'm so pleased to hear that. So remind us of the name again, Sam.
Chucky.
That's it. It's Chucky.
Wait, it is called Chucky, yeah.
And it's on Neon.
It's on Neon. It comes out tonight on Friday the 13th.
Boom, boom, boom.
Viewmaster, only on 95BFM.
Thank you very much, Sam.